Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Voice of the American Redoubt here, Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start for a beautiful weekend, summertime in the American Redoubt. Normally I would say the land of the free, but The adversaries are inside the wire, and they are trying to chip away at our liberty and our freedom. And this is very disturbing, because when we have the Lord, we have liberty. When you remove him, liberty begins to erode and vanish. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Well, we just lost a major, in my opinion, we just took a hit in the Liberty Department in the American Redoubt, especially in the crown jewel of the American Redoubt, the epicenter of freedom, the reddest, probably the reddest county in the reddest state in the country. Over there, let's see, in Kootenai County, just across the border from you folks in that are listening right now on 96.5 or AM 630, except for actually, no, we got good coverage in Kootenai County as well. But I want to talk about this. I am so angry over this that some unelected officials who are not held accountable just pass their rules mandating masks. Welcome to 1984, fellow Idaho citizens. You know, South Dakota is sounding good, but we can't keep running. We have to draw a line, and we have to fight for freedom, fight for our heritage, fight for American fundamental ideals, and hold the line where we are, because there's no place else to go. Oh, you could run to South Dakota if you really want to live there. I couldn't live in South Dakota after having lived in the American Redoubt, in the heart of the American Redoubt. This is my home, and sometimes our homes are worth fighting for. And immigrants who come here, I mean legal immigrants, people who come here to become Americans. They know what it is. They value it. They are telling us to fight for it with everything within you, because there is no place else to go. Even former KGB agents warning about the plans of communism to take down America, they are saying, unlike me, you will have nowhere to defect to. You've got to fight for it. We've got to fight for it. And they are targeting the areas that are the strongholds, well, the whole country, but including the strongholds for freedom. The Panhandle Health District had a meeting. A motion was carried, and this is the first text that I receive. A violation of the order is a misdemeanor, and noncompliance carries up to a $1,000 fine or a year in jail. These are unelected bureaucrats. Now, they've overstepped their bounds. If that is true, and they're trying to make this a $1,000 fine and a year in jail, because that goes beyond the scope of what the legislature has authorized as penalties for violating an order from a health district. But here are the names. The people who voted that you must wear a mask in Kootenai County. Now, if you leave the home, you have to, and I have the order here, and I'm going to share it with you. But here are the names and how they voted for the Panhandle Health District. These are representatives from counties in the I don't know how many, you know, I don't know how many counties it is. Bonner County, Kootenai County, Benoit County, Shoshone County, I believe. I'm not sure about Boundary County, but anyway, representatives from the health district, health department from, you know, each of these counties have a representative that form this Panhandle Health District. There are health districts that cover multiple counties all over the state of Idaho. This board voted to vote to mandate this mask. Matter of fact, let me jump ahead real quick, and this is what it says. Restriction: individuals in Kootenai County, Idaho. Order regarding face coverings. And it says the District Board of Health for Panhandle Health District hereby finds and declares as follows that, and then I'm going to go through that here in just a little bit, but we are talking about a mandate that the Panhandle Health District just 2 days ago voted mandating the wearing of face masks in Kootenai County. Mandating it. It's a crime if you don't. So Alan Banks, PhD, voted no, not for this, opposed to this, no. The other one that voted no is Glenn Bailey. These people deserve our gratitude for standing for the right thing. Now, Jay Nelson is a registered nurse, voted yes. Marlo Thompson did not vote because it was already 4-2. So Marlo Thompson chickened out. I'd like to know, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to voting to restrict the liberties of citizens and criminalize it over something that is completely misrepresented, to make this type of a mandate to comply to the conditioning, that person not voting at all is a yes vote, in my opinion. If you did not take a stand against it, then you are approving of it. Mike Fitzgerald voted yes. Richard McLandris, MD, voted yes. And Walt Kirby voted yes. Now, a patriot following this from the beginning pointed something out. And this is what he sent. Interesting, the family medicine MD guy voted yes. And the chemistry PhD, who worked in medical research and biotechnology, pharmaceutical development, and including the development of genetically engineered vaccines for humans and animals, voted no against the mandate to wear face coverings. The RN, Jay Nelson, was a big mask mandate evangelist. Kirby was pretty firmly against it at the last meeting. He must have been pressured. So that's what I'm wondering. Last week, this Panhandle Health District couldn't even get a second on the measure. Nobody would. I second it. Now it passes 4-2, except Marlo Thompson, who didn't vote. So why the change? That's what we want to know. Why, when they couldn't even get a second on this last week, now it votes 4-2. In fact, why would Kirby, who was otherwise very firmly against it last week, now voted for it? Were these people coerced? Were they threatened with the loss of funding? Were they pressured by someone? We are going to find out. We are going to find out. And we want to know. Something that I came across several days ago on Kootenai County, Did You Know? They put out an action alert. Did you know? Panhandle Health District, PhD, turns out constant advisory statements for elected officials and the media concerning virus rates, masks, and lockdowns. Many listen and obey. You would think the Panhandle Health District board members include expertise in the fields of infectious disease or virology, or that the PhD director is at least a medical doctor. PhD's director, which is Panhandle Health District's director, Laura Whalen, is not an MD, but an RN who hasn't actively practiced in almost 20 years. While she keeps her RN license active, she's been administrative and policy bureaucrat for the Panhandle Health District for the past 2 decades. Her last prior job for a few years was also mostly administrative. Now, I have this order regarding face coverings, the PDF from panhandlehealthdistrict.org. And this is what they, this I'm going to share this with you. individuals. The restriction is on individuals in Kootenai County, Idaho. The District Board of Health for Panhandle Health District hereby fines and declares as follows. The virus that causes coronavirus 2019 disease, COVID-19, has been shown to create a significant risk to the health and safety of the elderly population and other vulnerable members of the population. Yes, just like the seasonal flu, and just like SARS, MERS, and everything else, that they didn't take these draconian measures over criminalizing you for not having a mask, even though you're healthy. Two, COVID-19 is easily transmitted, especially in group settings, and it's essential that the spread of the virus be slowed to protect the ability of public and private health, yada yada. After multiple studies have shown that the masks have no bearing on the spread of this disease, locking businesses down, shutting down businesses, social distancing, 6 feet, all of these places where they've implemented these things, it has had no bearing on the spread, the protection. Let's see, Kootenai Health, the principal health systems in Kootenai County, is reporting an increase in hospital admissions for patients diagnosed with COVID-19 and has expressed concerns for the hospital's ability to provide appropriate levels of care for all patients if the upward trend continues at the current rate. What are they going to do when this mask mandate is put in place and the numbers still continue to climb? What are they going to do then? So anyway, they declare this is an immediate danger to the public health, safety, and welfare for the people of the Panhandle Health District, in particular, Kootenai County, requires the imposition of this emergency order, which is authorized by Idaho Code. Then they list a whole bunch of these Idaho codes that gives them the authorization to put this type of an order, essentially a law, or it has the full effect as a law. And of course, they have restrictions here. Or they have exemptions here. But every person in Kootenai County is required to wear a face covering that completely covers the person's nose and mouth when the person is in a public place, and physical distancing of 6 feet from others cannot be maintained. So they define a public place, which is just like pretty much everywhere else they're doing this across the country, this boilerplate type of terminology and wording. A public place shall mean any place open to all members of the public without specific invitation, including but not necessarily limited to retail businesses, government offices, medical, educational, arts, recreational institutions, public transportation, including taxi cabs, ride-sharing vehicles, outdoor public areas, including but not limited to public parks, trails, streets, sidewalks, lines for entry, exit, or service, when a distance of at least 6 feet cannot be maintained from any non-household member. Now, we're talking about trails, streets, sidewalks. Facial coverings are not required to be worn under the following circumstances: where the individuals are immediate family members or household occupants, children under the age of 2, persons with medical conditions, mental health conditions, or disability that prevents them from wearing a face covering. A person is not required to provide documentation demonstrating that the person cannot tolerate wearing a face covering. So I guess I could say I have a mental condition, because the way my mind rationalizes this, it is completely ludicrous and unnecessary, and I can't tolerate wearing one. And they can't ask why. No documentation is necessary. Person's communicating with a person who is deaf, hard of hearing. This goes right down the line. I want to go into the next section here. Item 2. You know what? Let's take a break first, because I've got a lot more to cover here. In this segment, segment 1, brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com is the website to learn more about your custom Kydex holster and magazine carrier needs, especially Glocks and Sig Sauers with various different accessories. So check them out at works.com. When shall it become effective and how long will it last? Well, we'll talk about that right after the break. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic. founded on a constitution and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth, and the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty. The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected, and America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalist, socialist, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back. This is Radio Free Redoubt, segment two. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho, on the St. Joe River. Six fully furnished suites. Great little place on the beautiful St. Joe River. Quiet little town of St. Mary's. Really a neat town. And that's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene on the south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake. If you haven't checked out the Joe, get away from some of these places that are just implementing and trying to enforce lunacy, really. And it was also very amusing to watch Governor Inslee this week, he said, "We're not rolling back the progress that we're making, but we are making some adjustments to, what each phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four is." So what he did was they basically adjusted the restrictions in phase three, for example, that is almost identical to phase two, but we're not going to roll things back. You know, we're going to phase one, phase two, phase three. But they're just redefining it. So they just move the goalposts around. Really, it's amusing to watch. But this here is infuriating. What's going on over there in Kootenai County? So this is what it says. "This order shall become effective immediately." So this is 2 days ago. "And will continue to be in effect until rescinded, superseded, or amended in writing by the Board of Health. Please read this order carefully. Violation or failure to comply with this order could constitute a misdemeanor punishable by a fine, imprisonment, or both. Idaho Code 56-1. Okay, so is violation of this, is it a misdemeanor, or what do you mean it could constitute a misdemeanor? Because right there it says violation of it is a misdemeanor, Idaho Code 56-1003. So, but I want to go back to this. "The order shall become effective immediately and will continue to be in effect until," when? "Until rescinded." They basically just gave themselves a blank check, carte blanche. It's just open-ended. So, "This order shall become effective immediately and will continue to be in effect until it's not." So it's going to be in effect until rescinded, superseded, or amended in writing by the Board of Health. Now, When's that going to be? What's the benchmark? What until when? So far, this is dated the 23rd day of July, 2 days ago. So we have the answer for how long this will continue. When will they rescind it? When will they amend it in writing? When will they finally lift this ridiculousness? Well, we have heard multiple mayors of big cities. We've heard governors. We have heard people from the World Health Organization, CDC, and everybody else that's in this pro lock everything down, batten down the hatches, everybody put on masks, who have said until there is a vaccine. So, of course, they left it open. I don't know why they would not put something in there and say, until we see what numbers drop below a certain level, or until we, because they don't want to put in there what the end goal is, and that is until there is a vaccine. And don't think for a minute the vaccine will not be mandatory. That's exactly what they're pushing for. Oh, it won't be mandatory. You just won't be able to get on a plane unless you have the vaccine. You won't be able to go to this restaurant unless you get the vaccine. You won't be able to go to this gym because if those businesses allow you in there, they could get fined $10,000 a day for every violation. So they're going to be doing the government's dirty work and enforcing this unlawfulness, anti-constitution, gross violation of your constitutional rights, your natural rights, the rights that were given to you inherently because you are alive, the rights that belong to you under the laws of nature and nature's God. So they have definitely shown their intent. All those in the Bill Gates camp, all these other individuals and groups, entities, and narratives are saying until there's a vaccine. You know, what? So there's no end to what they could do. I mean, they could say, you know, well, we've discovered in these another fake junk garbage research finds that it only hovers 3 feet above the ground and no lower. So we're mandating that all citizens have to walk around on their hands and their feet so that you stay below that three-foot mark. Where's the end to this? But you got to ask, can they even do this? These are unelected bureaucrats. They won't be held accountable at the voting booth. You will not be able to unelect them as a backlash for this measure, this unnecessary measure. Well, unfortunately, they can do this under Idaho Code 39415. And there's several other codes that deal with public health, but this particular one is where they get the main authorization. Title 39 covers health and safety. Chapter 4 covers public health districts. And 39415 covers quarantine. And it says, the district board shall have the same authority, responsibility, powers, and duties in relation to the right of quarantine within the public health district as does the state. So, in other words, when they pass some type of edict like this, it has the full force and effect of as law. That's how it is written. So it is treated just like as if it were a law passed by the legislature. The problem is, what if we do have this massive zombie apocalypse type of virus, and we've got to lock things down? We've got to just completely shut the system down, and you're dealing with a real virus, not just something that's equivalent to the seasonal flu that's only killing people that are already compromised, just like the seasonal flu does. But what if something really horrendous comes down and they do have to have these kind of powers to make quick snap decisions because you can't get the legislature in place in time to respond to this type of outbreak? That's why they have these kinds of powers. But I want to know, where's the check and the balance on these powers? Where are the limitations on these powers? How can they have just a carte blanche, blank check? And where is the accountability? If you can't unelect them, then how can they be held accountable, even criminally and civilly liable, for the unnecessary violation of citizens' rights? And I say unnecessary because what they're mandating right now, there is so much evidence by doctors, PhDs, virologists who are saying the masks are absolutely unnecessary, in fact, counterproductive. So if they're going to have these kind of powers to immediately respond to a major outbreak, there needs to be a check and a balance in there to make sure that it is not abused. This legislation needs to be amended through legislation. This Idaho code needs to be amended through legislation to add criminal penalties for abuse of this power and for placing unnecessary hardship, failing to protect and defend the individual liberties. But most importantly, if you can't do any of that, then at least grant temporary powers with a lifespan, a sunset of 14 days, 21 days, enough time. This is so serious that the legislature should be able to convene an emergency session to vote to continue on these type of restrictions or mandates so that these guys can't leave something open-ended. Effective today until we decide not. No, that's not acceptable. I'm sorry. Not acceptable. And just like when the vaccine comes, it's not going to be acceptable. That's their intent. Anyway, guys, we're out of time. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news on this, but contact your legislature. Demand that these powers be amended so that they can't just have an open-ended blank check. There has to be a limitation on their powers and accountability. Get a hold of your elected officials today. I don't care if it's the county level, all the way up to your state senators and representatives and everybody that you can reach with influence and get this changed now. All right, guys, God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.